Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to Spirit of Life Service for Wednesday, August 10th, 2016. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, glad to be here.
And of course, Michael Kelly is here as well, producing behind the scenes and in front of the scenes.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, so tonight we have another program at hand. We'd like to welcome to those listening to the program live as well as those listening to the archives. Good to have all of you with us. As is customary, I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief. There are nine of them. And the first one is, do no harm, do right. Two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Four, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Five, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Six, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. Seven, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And if you'd like to learn more about these 9 principles of belief, please visit our main website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. And you'll find a lot of information on those. So tonight, we're going to basically focus on pulling cards for our listeners. I would also like to say that if you're listening to this live program and you're in the chat room and you have a question or concern or something, a problem, whatever that you're facing, and you'd like our input on it, then just say something in the chat room and we'll comment on that. If you would like to have a card pulled, then put your name in the chat room, and Dr. Hunter and Michael will make a note of it, and we'll take them as in the order that we get them. In the meantime, as that's all transpiring, I'd like to just take a minute and talk a little bit about integrity. Integrity, it's basically being true to ourselves. And of course, there's a lot of examples on the world stage that we can look at, and in particular on the U.S. political stage. And we've referred to this a little bit in the past few programs, but, you know, there's these things that go on that it's like a reality TV show, and it confuses people, it scares people, and I think at this point it's becoming so common that perhaps the fear is subsiding a little bit, and people are just scratching their heads on some of the stuff that goes down. And so we have examples that we can learn from anybody, really, on integrity. I mean, you can see people who have integrity in a lot of places, and people you know, people you observe, people at work, people in the news, wherever. And the idea is to emulate those with a healthy integrity and being true to yourself. In fact, this you could even say is one more shot in our campaign against them esteem. And if you've listened to this program at all, or if you've been through our school, you know what that is. Them esteem is external validation and external expectations. In other words, I only feel good about myself when I'm doing what other people think I should do. And those other people can be about anyone, a spouse, a partner, a boss, a religion, whatever. But there's something outside of yourself. Self-esteem is internal expectations and internal validation. You stand on your own two feet. You know who you are and why you are who you are. And so people who vacillate or who don't have the best of integrity or who change, who fluctuate, vacillate on different ethical issues because they're just uncertain. They don't know who they are. Their core values have not been determined. And that's why we need to know what our core values are. Where do we stand on things? Do we stand up for what's right? You know, and I'll mention my principle, you know, that if it's a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of policy, principle, or law, stand firm. So, you know, in other words, you don't always have to argue a point. You know, it's got to be a good reason. You know what they say, pick your battles. But we have to remain true to ourselves. And we have to know who we are in order to remain true to ourselves. And if we remain true to ourselves at the high standards and high ethics, then we remain true to ourselves. And when we have integrity. So learn the good lessons from the people that you know and observe on integrity, and learn from the people who don't have integrity and don't do that. Remember our first principle of belief, do no harm, do right. That's what we do. Metaphysical humanists practice that. And there are other things we practice too, paying it forward and helping those who need help. So that's just a little bit on integrity. So before we move on to pulling cards, I guess, in honor to Dr. Hunter, I wanted to do a new thing starting tonight and ending tonight, our important guidelines for the day. And today's important guideline is to not climb tall buildings with suction cups.
That is so funny. We were mentioning this before the show. I'd sent a link to Dr. Kelly earlier. Ah, some guy. He made it up, 22 stories climbing the Trump Tower with suction cups? I mean, really, facepalm. They pulled him in. But, yeah, that's kind of silly. Anyhow, there are mountains to climb. I don't know why he has to do tall buildings. He left his spider webbing at home, I guess, or something.
His Superman costume, huh?
Yeah, funny. Oh, well, what people will do for attention, you know? There we go. So we have some names already in our chat, and I'm going to start off with Dr. Phyllis because she did write her name down first. And for you, Phyllis, you know, this is very interesting because before the show started, I pulled a card and I put it back in the deck and I just pulled that same card and I did shuffle them, by the way. So it's a kind of a double message here of gratitude, which is number 36 in our Inner Oracle Self-Discovery card. So I'm going to read this. And Phyllis, what this means to me, I think, though, is a message for all of us, not just yourself. So here we go. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gift of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. You know, it's a really powerful message. You know, you were talking about integrity, Dr. Kelly, and I think that gratitude is right in that pocket. So if that's for you, I think, Phyllis, in the case of when people are giving you compliments too, to be gracious as well as, you know, what you extend to others. And we know you already are, but sometimes we need that reinforcement, just that extra little reminder. So that's the message. I find that fascinating that I drew that right before the program.
That's the thing about these inner oracle cards is that I did not expect some of the stuff you get with these things. I really didn't. Yeah. I just, hey, they're great, you know, they're great cards, you know, you pull them and get you thinking, but the interesting behavior, and it just, that's why I think that, you know, we have that, well, that consciousness, you know, that higher self, that something that's non-local, that's outside of ourselves, you know, that seems to be operative when you're pulling these cards. All right, so who's next?
We have Tabitha next. I'll just go ahead here and get your cards there ready, Michael, because you'll be taking a turn here too. Tabitha, this one is for you. Number 14 in the existential suit says, energy shift, new chapter. I think you can relate to that. But here's the reinforcement of it. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. And, of course, we know that you're doing that. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old, and, of course, in with the new. That's awesome. So that's very befitting, I think, we can all agree, because we know Tabitha, and we know a little bit about your conversation in the chat room there, too. So good for you, Tabitha. Move forward. That's awesome. So, Michael, if you are ready, maybe you can draw one for Fran.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, Fran, I'm drawing a card here for you, and I drew number 10 in the existential suite, Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way. It's a fantastic card, especially if, you know, well, we all have adversity in our life, and it's good to know that with the human spirit, we can pretty much challenge anything. Mm-hmm. And even in those points where, you know, you might lose faith in other things, I've always been able to hold on to that faith and hope in the human spirit and the fact that when we put our minds to things, we really can do anything, that we do have what it takes to overcome any obstacle.
We do indeed. Ingeborg is next. Ingeborg? Your card is coming up here. Michael, do you want to grab that one?
I can. Do you have a card already?
Yeah. I do, actually. But we can... You know what? Let's do something else here. Let's do our little experiment. I have one. You pick one, and we'll see that's a double message here for Ingeborg. How's that?
That sounds very interesting. All right.
I think so. Let's do it. I have boundaries, which are fascinating. It's important to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it's necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. That's such a good reminder for all of us sometimes. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you're overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking, who owns me? So if we take that message of boundaries with what you have, Michael, let's see what we've got.
All right. I pulled a card. I pulled number 19. Invoke the counselor within.
Isn't that cool? Now, there's a little message when we string these together. So go ahead and read that, and we'll kind of sync them up.
All right. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
Now, you see, when I tie those together, this is kind of the sense that I get of it, is that when we are faced with making a decision or a change, even if it's really small, we do want to consider how it affects other people or the other people in our lives. And sometimes we can maybe not know where that balance is. So we have to go inside to know, still what is right for ourselves. Though knowing boundaries, boundaries of others, boundaries for ourselves, we still follow the truthfulness of our own path. That's kind of what I get from that, Ingeborg. So I hope that resonates with you in some way. I think it's an interesting thing when, if you do have your own cards at home, pick one, two, or three cards. See how they tell a story. The little hearts that she's bringing up here in the chat room. So that's great. See how they tell a story. It could be the past, present, future. It could be the situation as it is, what's unfolding, and the best possible outcome. And remember, the whole point, though, if you're looking for what's to come, is it gives you a heads up. You know, we do have the power to make different kinds of decisions. You know, to, like, that's what intuition is, really. It's that heads up, I always say. So we can maneuver with that. We can strategize with that and make the best decisions for ourselves. And again, these little reminders. So, by the way, for people who do not have your own cards, you know, you're welcome to order some. I think you have some on order, don't you, Dr. Kelly?
Yeah, they're, I'm waiting for the supplier to get back to me to let me know when they're going to ship. But, yeah, we're currently out of stock on them, but, they should, I'm hoping they'll be here. Last week I said it was going to be like 10 days. Well, it's probably going to be another 10 days. But I did talk to him last week, and there was a little snafu with the order on their end, but they're getting to them. So in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine we'll have them. But if you want to order them, you can, and we'll ship them as soon as they get in. You can do that at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Just look for the menu button for the store, and you'll see them there. If you're a student at IMHS, you can go to the Student Center, and you can see it. Every time you refresh the page, you can see a card, but you can see examples of them on the order page as well. All right, so if you... Mm-hmm. Pardon?
No, I was going to say, is there any other name that's in the chat room?
I don't think so. I was just looking through, but if I missed anybody, please go ahead and throw it out.
Yeah, if you haven't, if you would like a card drawn, put your name in, and we'll do that. Do you have that music set up, son?
Absolutely.
Okay, in a few minutes after we get past this, where I'm going to do a short soul light meditation, guided meditation. We haven't done that in a while, so I'm going to do that. We've got Lorena Elizabeth would like a card drawn.
I have one.
All right, great.
Right here. Number 38, open-mindedness. So this is for you, Lorena. Turn the right page here. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or, of course, a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions. So that's... And sometimes that's just a little reminder that we have to stay open-minded, that no matter how much we think we've learned, I mean, I'm always tossing out a theory or two. I thought I was so clever. And, you know, then it's like, oh, here's something new information. So it's really important that we always remain open-minded. So maybe there's something that you're looking at in your life right now, Lorena, and sometimes it's just outside of what we, you know, what we believe or what we think was true for ourselves yesterday that may not be today. So a card, Fran is saying, a card for Mr. Jones, please. Michael, I'll let you have that one.
Absolutely. I have a card right here. It's number 37 in the Life Skills Suite, Groundedness. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against the facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
Interesting. Good one.
That's a good card for a lot of reasons. You know, we all have our beliefs, and the point of this card is to keep your head on your shoulders and your feet on the ground. You know, use critical thinking skills. One of the big things that trips people up in the world is what we call faith. Now, there are times to have faith. You have faith in yourself. You have faith in your in different people, your family, your loved ones, friends, whoever. But there are things in life that we can end up growing up with and accepting on faith that really don't stand the test of scrutiny. And so the point of this card is that if you have a particular belief, you know, examine those beliefs, scrutinize them. Do you have solid ground? Do you have a compelling reason for that belief? And especially when it comes to metaphysical type things, we don't have, you know, solid objective answers to a lot of the questions that there are out there, but we can have reasonable proof. We can arrive at a reasonable conclusion based on the evidence that we do have. And for other things, we need to keep searching and adding to our evidence pile, if you will.
Patricia is next in the chat room here for a card. You know, Patricia, it's very interesting. When Michael and I are each drawing cards from, obviously, our own decks, we've not had them repeat before. They're close in the book, but it's a repeat. This is number 19, Invoke the Counselor Within. And so what I did is take that one and select another one for you to maybe tell a story, which is Take and Release Ownership, number 34. So I'm going to read both of them and see if this resonates with you in telling a bit of a story. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself to not codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that's right for you. So then if I leap forward to number 34, Take and Release Ownership, it says, ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what's earned. Furthermore, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what's yours and releasing the rest. See, and I think that this, it's looking deep within yourself and not taking on other people's stuff to the best of your ability. We all do to some degree, of course, but this is where we're learning about that autonomy and learning about, you know, our own sovereign place in the universe, as I say. So sometimes we have to release what isn't ours. We have to know that boundary, if you will, like we were talking about earlier. So I hope that resonates with you. I think that's an interesting message if we tie them together.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, the taking and releasing ownership, just like you said, you know, we need to know what's ours to own. What's ours to own and what's ours not to own. And so we can tie this back into integrity that I talked about a little bit ago. We can tie it into them esteem, which we don't want to have. Because, and basically when somebody says something to us, we need to have a thick skin, not a thin skin. And we need to not catch the ball. When somebody says something that's mean or unkind or whatever, it's like throwing something at us and we instinctively try to catch it. Well, we need to stop doing that because it's not ours to own. It's their stuff, not our stuff. So don't own something like that that's not your stuff. And, you know, move on.
Absolutely. I would say that ties very well with having healthy boundaries as well, and mm-hmm. not being able, not taking ownership of other people's issues.
Absolutely. You know, and if I can be so bold as to tie it right back to the very beginning when you were talking about integrity too, mm-hmm. you know, so there's a theme, so to speak. You know, of course, each of us being very individual, and the messages are individual, but I think there's a collective unconscious at work too. that we very often see when we're drawing these cards in the message. So it's fascinating.
All right, so, Son, would you like to pull one for Shannon?
Absolutely. And I have wild card number 8, freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is, and a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
Great message.
Mm-hmm. So you can take these cards, whatever they mean to you is what they mean. And in fact, I forget which one of the wild cards is the blank one. That's such a good one.
Because yeah, it is.
It's whatever it means to you. So you might be in a particular set of circumstances right now. You might have some challenges ahead or whatever. Well, where does freedom come into that? And this also ties back into, what was it, a week or two or three ago, we talked about sacred obligations, the different types of obligations. And a lot of times we choose to be under obligations that are not really ours. They might be family obligations, extended family obligations, or religious obligations, whatever. And yet we feel obligated, but it's not in a healthy way. So freedom means to be who you are and to walk your own path, and to choose which obligations you want to honor, and to make sure that those obligations you have chosen deliberately to obligate yourself to. And if you no longer can fulfill an obligation, then you have the right to change your mind based on new information. Maybe you're not in a position to do that anymore. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You explain that to whoever you feel indebted to or feel obligated to, and you move on. That's part of freedom. So take from that what you want.
I got to tell you a funny little story here, guys. I was thinking of Zach, who has joined us in the chat room, and I was remembering that, he used to ask for a card, 3 from the left or 3 from the right. And just for the heck of it, Zach, I didn't even plan to share it, but I took the 3rd one from the right, and it's the blank card.
Really?
It wow. is so. I'm not kidding you. I would like to read it, because it's obviously there.
And it applies to everybody, really.
It does. It does. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, and it's often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. And, that's no kidding. That was 3rd from the right. We just mentioned it, and there's the blank card. The message is that no matter what we think is ahead, whatever lays ahead in our life, that we can see it differently. Life's a paradigm, right? You can look at it differently and take the steps as you choose that are right for you. Life is often a blank slate. I mean, we're all going through the city and we all have the traffic to deal with, but which route you take is entirely up to you. So I have to remind myself of that from time to time too. So there you go. But thank you for that message, Zach. That was a good one.
this would be a good time to, I want to talk about certain quote that a student used in the assignment here in the last week, and it struck me. It was a way to explain something or describe something. So I want to talk about that just for a second, and then I want to go ahead and do the soul light meditation, which I'll explain in a moment too. But this student in her assignment, she was talking about how she had lost her shine. Now, I've never heard it put that way before. I mean, maybe you have, but I haven't. And I thought that was such an excellent way of describing that. You know, maybe you're feeling a little melancholy, or you're you just lost your edge. We've heard that before, but she used the term just lost her shine, or, you know, and you think about that when you're polishing something, you know, maybe a piece of furniture, appliance, or something, and it's become dull, and so you get out the cleaning material, whatever, and you shine it up, you polish it up. Maybe your car is a good example. You take it to the car wash and you clean it, and then you wax it, and it's all nice and shiny. Of course, you know, they always run better when they're clean, right? And shiny. It's just kidding. But it kind of seems that way. So the same is true with us. You know, have we lost our shine? And I love that because it puts it in different terms. It lets us see things through a different lens. And there have been times in my life when I've thought I've lost my shine, you know, I lost my shine. And so we need to get that shine back. And we can do that in all kinds of ways. This program is one of them. One of the things to really try to do this program is build up and encourage. And that's the same thing with our schools, with our curriculum. It's empowering. It gives people permission to be themselves, to be who they are, and to regain that shine, to learn valuable and practical life skills and communication skills and critical thinking skills and relationship skills. And that all brings back that shine. It's like polishing your soul, so to speak. So somebody's mic is live and making noise. All right, so let's go ahead and let's do a short soul light meditation. And this is just a guided meditation. This is just a time for you to sit back and relax and just enjoy it. And it, you know, lasts 5 or 6, 7 minutes, something like that. And if the music runs out, son, just replay it, and then you can fade it out when I'm done. All right, so the soul light meditation, well, I think it'll probably be self-explanatory. So to prepare, go ahead and we'll start that, the background music. And if this is the first time we've done this on this method, on this program, using the equipment we're doing. So if the music tends to be too loud, please say something in the chat room and Michael will adjust it. All right, to begin this, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, hold on to it for the mental count of 3, and then just release it slowly through your mouth and just allow your body to relax. You know, this is your time. Just take out a few minutes, your time. Nobody wants anything, no demands, just a time out. Take another deep breath in through your nose, hold on to it for a moment, and just let it out through your mouth slowly and relax. Allow your eyes to gently close and just feel the relaxation coming on, setting in, coming over your entire body. And I wonder if you can imagine a beautiful, bright, glowing ball just above your head. It's there. And it's just radiating energy. In fact, imagine tentacles of energy going out in all directions, connected with everything that is, everyone else, everything that there is. It's connecting to these different consciousnesses, these different people, these different beings, these different entities. And this glowing, beautiful, bright, white ball of light is you, your higher self. It's who you truly are. And it is powerful and empowering. And I wonder if you can imagine, as you take another deep breath, imagine just pulling that light right on down into the middle of your body, solar plexus, right into the middle of your body, and just feel it coming down and inside you, and just see it, visualize, and feel it beginning to radiate its healing, nurturing energy to every part of your body. See your body filling up with this beautiful radiant light moving upward and downward, up into your chest, up into your neck, your arms, your head, and down into your legs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and it's grounding you to the earth. And just imagine that for a moment. See this radiant, radiating, glowing energy filling your body up. Take another deep breath and feel that relaxation really taking hold now. And just think, this beautiful light that is filling you up is your soul light. It's your power, and it has the ability to empower you, to nurture you, to heal you. Just send that light to any part of your body that needs it and soak it up and imagine that light just nurturing every cell, healing anything that needs to be healed, and feel it empowering your soul. Why, with this light, you know that you can do anything you choose to do, that you are a sovereign person. You have the right of free will to be who you are and to walk your path. And when this light is filling you up, you know your direction. You know what needs to be done intuitively, instinctively, to accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish. Just feel that light for a moment. Take another deep breath slowly in through your nose. Release it slowly through your mouth. And just be for a moment. Now, as you feel this energy continuing to radiate through your body, you understand some things, some additional things. You understand that you are deserving of all of the good things in life, the same as anyone else, no more, no less. You understand that when you stand tall. You hold your head high. You walk with determination and confidence. When you speak, it's with confidence and with authority. And when you are in a position to help somebody, you do so without hesitation. You help those around you. And when someone needs an encouraging word, you offer it. And in all these ways, not only do you pay it forward, but you deliver your greatness every day in every way to others. And by delivering your greatness to others, you deliver your greatness to you. You accept yourself just as you are, knowing that you are perfect right here and right now. You're getting better and better in every way. Tomorrow you're better than you were yesterday. That is perfection. You understand that you are where you are because of the choices and decisions you've made in life. And that if you want to go a different direction, you can do that easily by making deliberate, positive choices and decisions in your life. You understand that you are responsible for you, that you are where you are because of the decisions you've made. That's responsibility. You take responsibility for that. You understand that every time you look in the mirror, you are looking at the person who is responsible for your future. And you take that responsibility. Now, as you continue to just bathe in this beautiful radiant light, healing every part of your body, nurturing your soul, you also have a heightened awareness of the plight of others, human compassion, a deeper understanding for the human condition. You respect other people, regardless of any color they may be or anything like that. There is no racism. There is no bias. you understand that we are all equal. We are all made from the stuff of stars. Everything is. So it matters not whether they're black or red or yellow or white. It doesn't matter whether they're tall, short, wide, thin. It doesn't matter because everybody is equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. It doesn't matter what their sexual orientation is. It doesn't matter. They're human beings. And our awareness is heightened for this, and our compassion for people. And as you continue to feel the empowering effects of this beautiful soul light that is you, you understand that people are generally trying to do the best they can with what they have to work with right here and right now, their level of experience and their level of awareness. And we make it our goal, you make it your goal, to get better every day, to do no harm, and to do right. Now, anytime you want to feel the same deep relaxation, the same empowerment, anytime you want to access your higher self, you can do so easily. Simply close your eyes, take a deep breath, and visualize that soul light above your head, bringing it down into your body, and you will instantly become relaxed and know where you need to go. Now, in your own time, I want you to just allow that light to continue radiating you and allow that soul light to take its position, slowly moving upward to a spot just above your head where it always is, always connected to all other living things, all beings, all things in the universe, in the multiverse, knowing that you are part, an important part, a vital part of everything. This universe would not be the same without you. It would be different. Now, take another deep breath, and as you do, just allow yourself to come back to full awareness. Open your eyes when you'd like, and just understand that you can do anything. You are deserving. You are important. You go after it. Always say, hey, how hard can it be? And you go after it. All right. So hopefully that was a little bit empowering and a little bit encouraging. As we begin to wrap up this week's program, we talked about a lot of things, integrity, gratitude, energy shifts, and new chapters. We talked about the indomitable power of the human spirit and boundaries. We talked about invoking the counselor within, which is kind of what the soul light meditation is about, being open-minded, grounded, taking and releasing ownership for things. We talked about freedom. So we talked about a lot. And if you really focus on these things and meditate on these different things and listen to the past archives, you can do that on metaphysicalhumanism.org. We've got a ton of audio archives going back 5 years, and we have quite a few video archives from our video program last year. And so you can overcome. We teach so many good things. And if you really want to take your education to the next level, then I invite you to check out our flagship school, Metaphysics Institute, at metaphysicsinstitute.org, or you can get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics and learn things like spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, paranormal science, hypnosis, different things like that. If you want to just take a standalone course, we offer those at our sister school, tfuniversity.org. It's Thomas Francis University. And so there's a lot of opportunities here to grow spiritually and personally and professionally. All right, so let's start our wrap-up music, and we will encourage those to keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you taking your time and joining us tonight. And if you know someone who could benefit from this program, please don't hesitate to let them know. We'd love to have them join us as well. Next week we'll be back, and we'll have another program. And if you have questions that you would like to be examined or explored on this program, just email us, admin@icmhchurch.org. If you're a student, you can send it to the usual email address as we'll get it. And we won't use your name, and we'll keep you anonymous, and we'll try to weigh in on things. So, until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.